So back to Duchening, or Cohen stuff, Shimon. It's a lot of stuff. I mean, a lot. We're not even close. Okay, we're getting there slowly but surely. You know Cohen, they like a lot of tension. High maintenance. Good. So we're on page 17. Simon Kuf Chav Ches Sif Mem Aleph. So the Machaber says as follows, Nitma Lameis. So if a Kohen, as we all know, a Kohen is not allowed to become Tame, whatever word you want to use for that, to a mace, to a dead, dead person. Shena Meshiva Mase Mitzvah, it's not one of the seven exceptional cases, one of the seven close relatives, which the Torah says he is allowed to go to their funeral. So if he does that, so then, Pasul mina duchen, so he's not allowed to duchen. V'chol malas kunas atchiyasu v'yakabel alav v'yakabel shlo yitame olamesim, and he is not. We don't give him again, like we saw yesterday. We don't give him anything. None of the rights of kahuna that apply today until he accepts upon himself not to do it again. Mishabura explains a few things. First of all, it's a little different than yesterday. Yesterday, when we were talking about marriage, he has to divorce the lady, and he has to accept himself al pidas rabim, and he has to make a very strong oath. Here, as far as going to funerals and things like that, the Mishnah Berurah says, points out, the Machaber says he has to accept upon himself. So the Mishnah Berurah says it just means in Beis Din. Accepts upon Beis Din, he commits himself, they'll never go. Will never be metame to illegal funerals anymore. And he doesn't have to make a nether, he doesn't have to swear, but he just has to accept upon himself. Now, the Mishnah Berurah also explains when we talk about that the person became tame for a mace, that means he did it on purpose. He did it on purpose. He, bedafka, he purposely became tame. Now, in the Bir Halacha, there's a very interesting Bir Halacha. If you look very carefully at the words of the Machaber says, Nitma lames. So, no, mace is singular form. So, Mishnah Berurah, the Chavetz Chaim says in the Bir Halacha that it seems from the language of the Machaber that even if he did it once, just did it once, he did it once on purpose, so we'd lower the boom on him. We wouldn't let him duchen. He brings down that the Mishnah says, Machaber usually copies the language of the Gemara of the Mishnah. Here he didn't. The language of the Mishnah in Bechoros is v'ametame lemesim, which is plural, which seems to be that there's a pattern. Then, and not just once, but it seems from the Mishnah that there's a pattern. So the Bir Halacha goes through a whole discussion about, so what's the Halacha? If he did it once, on purpose, or do we have to see a pattern? So the Bir Halacha comes out that, from various sources, that seems that it's the second way. In other words, that he did it on purpose and there's a pattern. So then we would lower the boom on him. But if he did it once, so then it's not so clear that we would zap him for that. Now the Mishnah Berurah also discusses about and brings down about a doctor who visits people who are dead or places where there might be dead people. So in that case, the Mishnah Berurah says, then if he accepts upon himself never to do it again, that's not enough, like we said before. Rather, he'd have to make a nether in that case. Why? Very simple difference between the first case and the second case. The first case, again, is that he just went to funerals, you know, I don't know. So in the first case, when he just has to accept upon himself not to do it again, he doesn't have to make a vow, that's because he really wasn't gaining anything. He was going because, you know, he felt close to the person, or whatever it may be. But when we're talking about a doctor, they're making money off of this. They're making money off of this. So therefore, that would be that we wouldn't let him duchen or given any rights of the kuna unless he made a shvua in that case. Just like yesterday's case, with marriage. It would be, because again, because there's that component, that added component that he's making money off of it. I saw...
Are you saying that if a guy, if a doctor goes to somebody's bedside...
He's a Cohen.
A doctor who is a Cohen...
It's very difficult for a doctor to be a Cohen.
Goes to somebody's bedside...
No, that wouldn't really be
dies.
The problem. That wouldn't be the problem. Yeah, well, again, that would be less of a problem. The problem would be that it depends on the case, but let's say Cedars, where a lot, evidently, majority of the people who go there are Jewish for some reason. I don't know how that's true, but it's true, statistically. So they probably have someone at any given time in the morgue. So it's a problem for a coin to go into that building. There's ways to get around it, but from what I understand from years ago, the way Cedars is set up is it's a problem. So that'd be a problem. Now, I saw brought down, it was his yahrzeit last week, one of the leaders of Hungarian Jewry, Yehuda Assad, brings down that if there is a doctor and he is a doctor to non-Jews, so what would be the story? So he brings down it'd still be a problem because a Kohen, again, he says that a non-Jewish mace, we know a Jewish mace is a very high level of tumah, which makes tumah even if you don't touch the body, or even if you don't carry the body, if you're just in the same ohel, if you're in the same building, so to speak, which is again the problem with some hospitals, so then the person would also become tameh. With a goy, so then the goy is metameh if you touch them or you carry them, not metameh but ohel. That's only a Jew, but a non-Jewish mace. It also causes tumah, and therefore, again, if he's a doctor even to non-Jews, it would also be a problem if there's dead non-Jews. So again, it's wrought with problems for a Jew to be a doctor. They need to ask a lot of shaylas, also in their studies too. Okay, let's just do the Rama very quickly. It's running a little late. V'yesh orim, some say demishi yesh lo. Bas shehemiro la'avodas kochavim, turn the page. O shezinsa, some say that if there's a Kohen whose daughter left chas v'shalom rachmanas l'chanan our religion, or she was immoral, we're going to see tomorrow in the Mishnah Berurah, this just means if she was married or she was betrothed, she had an erusin, she did something wrong. Emachayvin o likadsho, so then, because of what the daughter did, you won't be obligated anymore to honor him with any of the things we discuss, giving him an aliyah, dochani, any of that stuff. Why? Ki avia himachalal, says the pasuk says, because she has defiled her father. So again, we don't have enough time to get into this. Again, we're going to have to see some more details in this case, and also a kasha from the Marsham, Bli Neder tomorrow. But Mr. Shem, we'll get to that Bli Neder hopefully tomorrow. Bli Neder.